Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Billy D is making his first appearance on our program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. Billy's newest project is called Upward Motion. We're going to be letting you guys know a little bit more about the project. Also, you'll be hearing a single from the project called Take You Home. At the end of the segment, Billy will also be telling you guys how you can get your own copy of it. But Billy, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everything?
Doing really well, man. Thanks a lot for being on with us as we're heading into the weekend. As I mentioned, the name of your project is Upward Motion. We're going to be talking more about that in a moment. But I want to talk about, first of all, Billy, what it's been like for you to share your love of music. You know, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, I love performing, and I love recording music. And I've been doing it since a little kid. So I always like to make music that touches people. You know, and a lot of people have told me that certain songs on the album, they really vibe to, and that's why I really make music, is to, invoke some thought, feeling, and emotion. That's basically why I do it.
Yeah.
And just to see people smile and, you know, and you get those reactions from people, that makes you feel good.
Have you always known, I mean, you talk about having a love of music. Have you always known that you wanted to share that love? I mean, for a lot of people, Billy, and you know this probably better than me, that there are a lot of people who do things, maybe sing or, you know, may dance, whatever, but they do it really because they just enjoy it, not necessarily to share it or to want to build a career out of it. Have you always known that you wanted to take it further than just people around you getting to see it and hear it?
I believe when I was about 18 is when I really started taking it seriously. I actually grew up in the church, so I was singing in the choir. And I played the drums and the piano, and I was actually into cartooning. So I was actually an artist before I was a singer and all. But about 18 years old, I don't know, something just hit me, and just said this is what you're supposed to be doing. So I really just delved into it full time. And, my dad, I actually wanted to learn how to play guitar. He was going to give me his bass guitar, but he said, let me, got me a Strat. And so that kind of began my journey on the guitar. And I had always been writing since I was about 12, 13, short stories, but then I would go and write songs, but a lot of the music I grew up on, a lot of soul music, gospel, I would really listen to the lyrics, and I read a lot too, so writing had just become second nature to me. So about 18, I tried to get real serious about it, and that's from there. Everything's been going up.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the great things, man. I mean, to be able to have a love for something and then to be able to see the way that people are affected by it and able to appreciate it. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Billy D is our guest. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but he also has a new project out called Upward Motion. We're going to be telling you guys a little bit more about that in a moment. You know, one of the things that has changed, I think, the world, Billy, especially over the past 10 years, has been social media. I mean, who would have imagined that with just a few clicks now. I mean, you don't have to even really leave your home to be able to enjoy the musical experience. You can actually go on YouTube, be able to go on various sites to see performances. How have you been able to use that to your advantage, to be able to use social media to not only reach those that you know, but also to be able to contact the world with your music?
Oh, it's been great, especially Twitter. I've been able to reach different people who've been able to, you know, help. I met you on Twitter. So, you know, social media, I think, is one of the most important aspects, especially if you're an indie artist, I think. You know, you have all the tools that you need. It's just about really promoting yourself. So I use YouTube a lot, too. I think YouTube, Twitter, I think Facebook, too. I think that's the best one. As far as engaging the fans, you can get your material straight to them, no middleman. And you can, you know, engage with them personally. And I think it was one of the best things to come around, especially for artists, for authors, you know, anybody trying to get their material out, you know, one-on-one. So I definitely try to utilize Facebook and Twitter and especially YouTube as much as I can, just being having the music and then you want to have a visual to go with the music. So I think, you know,
right,
different platforms complement each other. Like I started on MySpace. I don't know if people remember MySpace, but I started on a MySpace, and I really met a lot of people. At the time, I only had maybe a few songs, and you know, people would hit me up. Oh, I love your music, man, and you know, keep it up. And whenever you drop something, let me know. So, I mean, I had a lot of people on MySpace that I was friends with that I didn't even know personally. I just knew them from that forum. So,
right.
You know, social media, if you leverage it right, it definitely is an asset in any person's arsenal, you know.
Exactly. I totally agree. And you're right. This conversation would not be possible without Twitter. So mm-hmm. You're exactly right. I mean, I think that's how a lot of people are connected. But I think there's a big lesson in that as well, Billy D, and that is the way you use it. You know, a lot of people are telling us when they're brushing their teeth, when they're combing their hair, you know, where they're going to eat. But, you know, I think, you know, like a conversation like this, you know, because of the connection with music, with us having this platform and the magazine to be able to profile artists, you know, I'm not sure exactly how we connected, but I'm sure it has something to do along that realm, you know, that you're able to meet people that you can then continue to share music. And from there, I was able to go and buy Upward Motion and now to be able to share it here with our listeners. Let's talk about Upward Motion. I mean, when you think about the tracks on that project, it's interesting to hear you talk about storytelling. It's interesting to hear you talk about lyrics, because it's obvious that that's a big part of this project. Where did the title Upward Motion come from?
Basically, when I put together the EP, this, in my mind, is an introduction of me to the population. So I think from here, all I can go is up. So, you know, it's really upward mobility, movement. You know, because whenever you release your first project, you know, the wheels start to turn, so it starts to snowball. So I named it Upward Motion because of that. And a lot of the tracks I had written, you know, came from personal experiences. You know, you go out and you meet different people or you have different experiences. Every experience that I have, I try to write it. At least write it down, and then later I look at it and I assess what else I've been through, and I put together the songs that way. And it's basically a introduction and a declaration that, yeah, it only goes up from here.
Gotcha. Good message there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good message there. So the single that we're going to be hearing, I'm going to ask my producer to get it ready here, is called Take You Home. Why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us, Billy D?
Okay. Yeah, this is Billy D on Conversations Live with Brother Cyrus Webb. And this is my single from the EP Upward Motion. It's called Take You Home. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Eat Queasy. put her to the side. It's like that tenacious game.
What's your name? Where are you from? That's it for conditions. Ask her name. I just said that. Chemistry so crazy. Wanna make you my baby. Private party just for two tonight.
Let them know that I'm the reason. I'm the reason that I'm leaving, and they already know. Back and forth, y'all debating. You got me over here waiting. Maybe now it's time to go. 5 minutes later, she departed from the hater, and I thought that all was fine. Come on, let's go. She said, baby, I don't know, so I asked what's on your mind.
Conversations Live. It's from his project Upward Motion. We've been talking to Billy D not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share his love with the world. So, Billy, have you gotten used to, you know, being able to have people that you don't know tell you how much they're enjoying your music, and also letting you know how much it's really speaking to them? Because I know, you know, I talk to people in this program all the time, and we are always talking about how it's one thing to have people that you know like your music. It's a totally different thing to have people who have never met you tell you how much you enjoyed it. Have you gotten used to that, whether it's through social media or, you know, being able to go out and to share your music? Have you gotten used to people telling you how much they enjoy it?
No, it makes me feel good. It's not surprising, but I'm very humbled by it. You make something, spend hours on it, and then you you release it, and then people tell you, oh, you know, this song really touched me, or these lyrics, you know, really spoke to me. That really humbles me, because that's what I do it for. I think if you're an artist and you don't do it for that, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but that's really what brings me joy, is when I'm able to, I convey my heart and soul on records, and, you know, people respond. You know, like I was on YouTube, I actually have a video for a single on the album called Take Your Pain Away. And, a lady, I don't know where she was from, but she wrote a really long comment, and she was just saying how she had been going through a tumultuous relationship. She said that, you know, she had happened to stumble upon the video, and she said the lyrics and the music really just touched her, and she said if she could see me in person, she would hug me. You know, she just really wanted to thank me for, you know, making the song. And, you know, she supported. And so, I mean, that really, you know, that really made me feel good.
And right.
So, I don't think I'll ever get used to it. I think it's something where, you know, as you make, you know, more and more music, you know, I definitely want to, you know, be up there with some of my idols, you know, as far as like Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, those type of dudes. You know, when you listen to that music, it just brings about a sense in you that, yeah, these guys are serious. And this is really touching my soul, you know. So, you know, hopefully, I'll be able to continue to make music that, you know, touches people and inspires them. You know, it's ultimately what I want to do.
Right.
What I strive to do.
Well, you know what? I think it's great that you are able to do it, Billy Dee, and you're also showing other people what's possible for them. I think that's the other great thing. You know, it's always important to be able, you know, to pursue your dream, and I think when people are able to do that, I think that's the whole key for being able to be happy and also to have real success. Again, everyone, recording artist Billy Dee has been our guest. You heard here on our program the single Take You Home. It's from his project, Upward Motion. Billy Dee, let our listeners know how they can be able to get the EP, Upward Motion.
Okay. If you go to www.MrBillyD.bandcamp.com, you go to that website and you can download the EP in any format, MP3, MP4, I believe. There's like 6 different formats that you can download it on. But definitely make it a part of your collection.
Okay. All right. So, again, that's www.MrBillyD.bandcamp.com. Is where you guys can go to be able to get it. Also, if you can't remember that, Billy is on Twitter. He actually has a link on his Twitter handle page. All you have to do is go to twitter.com/MR_BillyD. And when you go there, you'll be able to see the link there as well. Again, it's @MR_BillyD is where you can find Billy on Twitter. We actually tagged him on our page. He is also has a Facebook fan page as well. We tagged it as well on our page. So if you go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, you'll see this conversation link there, and you'll see his Facebook fan page there as well. Billy, congratulations to you, man, on the music. Congratulations on Upward Motion, and we really appreciate you taking out the time to come by, man. It's been great speaking with you.
Thank you so much. It's great speaking with you, too, and I appreciate the support.
Hey, no problem, man. I'm sorry?
Oh, it was great meeting you, too. Definitely.
Oh, same here. Yeah, and we'll definitely be having you back, and we'll look forward to continue to support the music here on our program, all right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after I go off the air with Billy Dee here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of our program. You guys have a great weekend.